Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
It's that time of year again when football gets serious. Not just because of the standings or the championships, but also the game's role in American life. Baseball used to be our national pastime. Today, tackle football's the most popular team sport in U.S. high schools. More than 1 million boys and 15,000 girls play it. Football is also the money sport for colleges. The NFL's the biggest thing on TV. Each game is watched by an average of 15 million people, more than nearly any other program. Easy to see why. Football is mad, bad, and dangerous. It's a uniquely American fiesta of speed, brute force, organization, money, and chicken wings. Also sex. Unlike many sports, football has scantily clad cheerleaders. Also patriotism, as in those lavish NFL halftime shows subsidized by the Pentagon, with soldiers, flyovers, giant American flags. There's a problem. In a country increasingly diverse, football's audience is still overwhelmingly white. Sure, 70% of NFL players are black, but only 1/6 of coaches and management. Not many quarterbacks either. One of those, San Francisco's Colin Kaepernick, has been blackballed for protesting police violence. Meanwhile, Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who's white, lied about his vaccination status, violated the NFL's COVID rules, and got a brief suspension. In fairness, the league is trying hard to promote minorities and cut back on its ties to the military. Football in general has been changing its rules to reduce injuries and promote sportsmanship. I love football. Played it 4 years in high school and 1 day in college, don't ask. But I'm worried about the sport's innate brutality, not just the cerebral damage it causes players, especially young ones, but also the toxic masculinity and performative jingoism it's injecting into public life. Not surprisingly, a lot of players, coaches, and even team owners have been getting into trouble lately for sexual abuse and other thuggish behavior. Still, I value the lessons football can teach young folks about fitness, discipline, teamwork. I like the structure, the rules, the passion of players and fans. The sport deserves its success and the right to be called our national pastime. After all, football is America in all its appalling flaws and all its crazy, messy, earnest efforts to overcome them. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.